And they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruthie. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left over her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for the land heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return into the land of Judah. Verse 8, the Bible says, and Naomi said unto her two daughter-in-laws, go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters, thy will you go with me? Are they any more sons in my womb than they may be your husbands? All right. Go to verse 13. The Bible says, would you tarry for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from the hardy husbands? Pay my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. Ruth, the hand of the Lord. Ruth, a woman of God, she's crying. God, his hand is against me. She's speaking of all the problems she's going through. She's speaking them to her two daughters. She's confessing her problems that she's facing. But listen to me. Despite her confessing her problems, as a spiritual mother to her children, to her daughter-in-laws, listen to what the other woman said. Go back to the scripture. 14. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clept unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Oh, why other gods? Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee. Or to return from following after thee. Karado shintiki. I'm looking for people who can say, I am not going anywhere. Following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. I don't even know why people use this scripture for marriage. I don't even know. Abuse of scriptures. Look at you, use the same scripture. Go into the scripture. Where you die, I will die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Yes. What a daughter. What a what?
Daughter.
The other one left. The other one left. Orpah. She went to her house. She went and said, yeah. since what made us to stay together was your son and is dead. Since what made me to be in this church was a miracle, I'm now gone. Since Major One has gone to America, I'm gone. Until he comes back from America. Opa. Tell me, you are a suspect of Opa. Are you there? Now, when we go to chapter 2 of Ruth, we hear Ruth finding marriage because she followed Naomi. In chapter 2, Ruth got married to a rich man by the name Boaz. The key to the marriage of Ruth was put in the hands of her spiritual mother. You are not even following at all. The breakthrough of this woman was in the hands of the one she followed after. God has put so much blessings in the hands of your spiritual parents that as you follow, you will receive them one by one as you go. So the power of submission. Number one, you receive blessings through your spiritual parents. There are things that God has put that you must receive them. But you only receive them through what? Following. Are you there? Number two, your spiritual father carries the keys to your open heaven. Jesus Christ, for 30 years, he lived. We never hear anything. We never hear nothing of Jesus until he meets John. John was the voice of Jesus. He says, I am the voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make it clean. He was the voice of Jesus, make the way of the Lord straight. He was the voice of Jesus. And Jesus goes there. The day that Jesus met John for the first time, the Bible records that the heaven of Jesus was opened. Am I talking to somebody here? Tell you about the day that Jesus met John. There was Ephphatha. Ephphatha. The day that he met his voice, John was the voice of Jesus. The day that John met Jesus, the day that Jesus met John, he even said, baptize me. The heaven of Jesus opened. A simple question. If Jesus didn't meet John, could we have Jesus having the heaven open? Answer me. Could the heaven of Jesus open?
No.
Ask him a question again.
No.
Could Jesus have the open heaven?
No.
Could he have the open heaven?
No.
And what happened? The Bible said the Holy Spirit came in the form of a dove. Came and sat upon Jesus. To some of you people who are watching on the TV, and or some of you are here, or some of you are wherever you may be, who don't understand the power of submission. If Jesus, it was enough for him to pray on his own, why didn't he pray on his own? Why didn't he baptize himself? But God said, you meet John for the scriptures to be fulfilled. When he met John, his heaven opened. Not only that, for the first time God speaks, this is my son, in whom I am well pleased. Do you know the day that you meet your spiritual father? Do you know heaven opened? Some of you were depressing, but now there's no more depression. You are happy no matter problems. The depression left you. The Holy Ghost are lost paracletos. You used to worry too much. To think too much nowadays, you know, all those worries are gone. Do you know why? Because there is the Holy Spirit in you. A loss. Are you there? It is important. Very, very important. Your spiritual parents, they carry the keys to your open heaven. The heaven of Jesus never opened until he met John. Today, may your heaven open in the name of Jesus. Usually people who operate under the open heavens are people who submit. I've told you, to submit does not mean to be near. To submit does not mean to be close. And to submit does not mean to serve. The fact that you are giving me a microphone does not mean you are submitting. You may be in the overflow and submit even more than those people who are next to me. Submission. It is having the ability not just to follow, but having the willing heart. Are you there?
Yes.
Number one is what? Are you speaking in tongues? Number one is what? And number two? Number three, the double grace or the double anointing is only with your spiritual father. The double what? Is what? We hear the story of Elijah and Elisha. Because of time, I won't explain much there because I'm having some few things I'm going to talk about this very soon. 2 Kings 2, verse 9. Quickly. And so it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what may I do for you before I am taken away from you. Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Verse 10. So he said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I'm taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so. My friend, you must be carefully observe me. That's what Elijah is saying. It's a mystery there. If you are able to see, you will take. But if you don't, 11, verse 11, the Bible says, then it happened as they continued on there and talked that suddenly chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Verse 12, that's where mystery is. And Elisha saw it and he cried out, my father, my father. Elisha called Elijah father. Not father, my. The Bible says, my father, my father. Not just my father, my father. The chariot of Israel and its horsemen. People be like, ah, a major one, major one, major one. What is the major one? Why do you call him major one? Elisha called him the horseman of Israel and the chariots thereof. The sharpest. Are you following? He said, prophetic sharpshooter. Sorry. He said, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. When he said that, there was no anointing given until he made that confession. When Elijah heard, he is calling me father. See what happened. Go back to scripture first. And Elijah saw it and he cried out, my father, the son of Israel and his horsemen. So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into pieces. Did you hear that? And he also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. He tore his own anointing and took the anointing of Elijah. Are we there? People are looking for, I want anointing. I want God use me. It doesn't happen like that. It doesn't happen like that. Why Christians today are not receiving from God the dawn of the power of submission, full stop. The Bible says, submit yourselves to those with the authority over you. Submit so that they are not grieved. And it says, if they are grieved, it is not what? Profitable to you. The day you grieve me as a father, it's not profitable, not for me, you. Are you here or you're home?
Yes.
Are you following or?
We are following.
Are you following?
We are
following, Baba.
You're writing nothing here.
I'm writing, Baba.
Oh, yeah, you're writing.
I'm
wondering, somebody just holding a pen and a paper and he's not writing anything.
I'm writing. That's it.
Tell your neighbor, are you following? Tell them the third blessing you receive from following a spiritual father. It is you receive double portion of anointing. Can I release the double portion of anointing? Do I have a son or a daughter in the house who follows the anointing? Receive double portion of anointing. Number four. God gives you grace of land and property. That's why when the woman was testifying, when she said, I came here, now I've got this land, I've got this land, now I've got, another man was like, oh, and now I've bought a house, another woman a farm, all this. That is a blessing you receive from following a prophet and making him your father. Hear this. Are you following or is something just went on? In Genesis 13, the Bible talks of Lot following Abraham. And Abraham said, Lord, because of following me, he said, choose any land you want to go. Are you there? And he gave Lot a lot of livestock. And Lot was a landlord of his own land just by following the anointing. May I have a hand of anyone who is a son or a daughter. May land, properties, may every land, may every property, may they locate you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because of time, blessing number five, you receive spiritual direction. In Judges 16, from verse 27 to verse 30, it talks of Samson. When his hair was cut off, no matter how powerful he was, but still more, he needed someone to give him direction. He called for two young boys and he said, "Direct me where there are two poles." And he went there and pushed them. And the Bible speaks of the whole building collapsing. Did you hear that? No matter how strong you may be prayerful, you still need spiritual direction from your spiritual father. As I'm teaching like this, I handle so many things in your life that bother you. And you receive direction through what I'm teaching. Receive your direction. Through prophecy, I give you direction. Many people when I prophesy to is direction. And number six. For restoration. Restoration or direction to recovery. Do you have anybody here who wants to recover something? That I had these things and I lost them.